Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Carrie Sagel and Janine Brooks here to talk about Keat Family Night coming up next week. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Keat Family Night, this is in response to a survey that went out to Keat parents about, you know, what they were looking for from their school. Am I remembering that correct?
Well, we do the school climate and connectedness survey every year with the whole district families. And one thing after COVID that was loud and clear is families wanted back into the schools. And there have been many of opportunities for people to come back to the schools, but this is an invitation to all Keat families to come to Keat Thursday night and enjoy a whole plethora of activities.
So this is going to be, as you said, families can come in, like, if they want to volunteer in a classroom, but this is the whole family. This is the students themselves, the siblings, the caretakers.
Yes.
Full kit and caboodle.
Come in as a family, go around as a family, interact as a family, and we'll have all sorts of stations.
Yes. Yeah. So what is the, is there a theme or a focus to this these activities?
Yeah, we're hoping this family night really focuses on families spending time together off of screens. And we're going to provide a lot of stations for families to just enjoy each other, like open gym. And the library is going to have flashlights and awesome cubbies and soft things to read to, and encourage you to take those flashlights home and have a screen-free family night on Friday the next day. But we have a lot of, we have game stations and art stations and lots of opportunities for families to find some really fun things that they enjoy doing together at Keat and that they can take home and put their screens away and play together at home.
One of the stations I'm really excited about is by Jamie Bradley. She's going to do a formline snowman art activity using a kind of paper called Trinky Dink. It looks like plastic. Mm-hmm. Draws a formline snowman, pop it in the oven, and then it shrinks down to a keychain or an ornament, and it's going to be a great station.
Oh, that does sound fun. And before we were coming in here, before we went on air, talking about things like the flashlight, like explore through a darkened library to find fun little cubbies where you can read by light of a flashlight, make it kind of like a cool, almost like a camping kind of experience. And then everything, even to like formline design and American Sign Language, you've got the full gamut of different activities that might strike fancy.
We did do a survey just of Keat families to see what do you want this evening to look like, okay. And we're right parallel to what they want. They wanted art opportunities. They wanted craft opportunities. They wanted a chance to be in the gym. They wanted a chance to sit around together and talk together as families. So we really listened to what they said, and we crafted this evening to respond to what they want.
Awesome. And so this is happening next Thursday, which is January 19th. What's the time frame for Keat Family Night?
So it'll happen from 5 to 7 p.m. at Kikushihin, and we're going to use a lot of the school. And we want families to know that you can come at any time. There's no specific arrival time. We love to have you the whole 2 hours. There'll be lots to do to fill that time, but you're welcome to come when you're available, and know that there will be food. There's going to be a light meal, and I know Carrie can talk to. We have some really lovely community sponsors that are helping fill it in and make it really meaningful.
We'd like to thank the Rotary for providing the flashlights. So there are 150 flashlights for families, and they're embossed with Sitka Rotary. And then our other sponsors, this is an exciting station, but AC Lake said loves to share the strawberries with the community and the children of Sitka, and they're going to bring strawberry dipping station. They also are providing the meal, so it's pansit and vegetarian vegetable rolls. Mm-hmm. So a light meal. Do come early if you want to get some food. And our other sponsor is Nana Corporation, is sponsoring a lot of the gear you need to have a meal, as well as some fruit trays.
Wonderful. And so this sounds like, I mean, not only you're going to have snacks and activities there, which is great since it's 5 to 7. That's usually a time someone's going to get a little peckish. But like with Rotary and some of these things, there's families are going to be going home with things. So not only are they learning experiencing different activities that are screen-free and family-centric, but they'll be getting some of the tools to recreate them at home.
That's, so, yeah.
Oh, we wanted to make sure that if we taught a math game that they could then play the math game at home. So there will be Lego sets going home. There will be cards and dice, flashlights, and maybe you can speak about.
Yeah, and you'll get to take home a sleeping bag for your phone so that you can have fun putting your phone away when you play with your family. We're not going to come down heavy on all the reasons why it's good to stay off your screen when you're bonding with your kids. We're going to really play up all the good things. But boy, there's some great studies out there to show that kids' behaviors improve. Kids just live healthier, fuller lives when they have time off screens and time bonding and communicating with family members. So we're hoping to encourage that too.
Yeah, I mean, after these last couple of years with so much happening, so much interaction just happening through a screen somewhere, mm-hmm. you get kind of in that rut of like, that's just what we do. But actually, it's really fun to actually be face to face with people, especially your family and kiddos who are going to be. I just imagine they're going to be just excited to bring their family in and be the little tour guide of their school and show their family around and all the cool things that they can do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Kids just love bringing families to school. So we're super excited, most of all about that, about offering that opportunity for all the families and kids.
Awesome. Now, this is happening next Thursday. Is there any thought of another Keep Family Night happening or other?
One of the things our committee has kicked around is a follow-up activity, not on the scale of this family night, mm-hmm. which is on the grand scale, but maybe an open gym or maybe an opportunity to come in the commons, in the NPR, play some games together as a community and as a family.
Cool. So this will be the grand welcome back. All families come on into the school, and there'll be more open opportunities to continue that in the future.
It's what the Sitkins are looking for.
All right. And the Sitkins asked and you are providing.
That's
really cool to hear that these different surveys that are happening about the connectedness to the school district, that it is like to the letter in many cases.
Yes.
Recreated.
It's Pansit is made out of cornstarch, not out of wheat. So just listening to families on what they need, trying to accommodate.
That's an awesome thing to have. I feel like oftentimes you're filling out a survey somewhere and you're like, this is just going into a void somewhere. But these were actually read, taken seriously, and something really cool is being created from that. And before we leave, we have just a minute or two left. Briefly, you had mentioned before we went on air that Parks and Rec is going, recreation group from Sitka is going to be there kind of soliciting ideas for
another opportunity to let an organization know what you want. So Parks and Rec will be doing summer programming, partly in teaming with the Sitka Sound Science Center, but they want to know what sort of activities your children should go on this summer. So if you really have a hot idea and an opportunity perhaps for you to share something, come and give your idea to Parks and Rec.
Excellent. So you're getting things to bring home from a family night, and you're also leaving some great ideas that will come into fruition in just a few months. Summer's coming.
And things seem to be going back to the way they used to be. Too much going on.
Yeah.
Too much to choose from. Life in Sitka.
Yeah. It is nice to have that schedule and like calendar of opportunities and be like, oh my gosh, how am I going to fit this all in? It's a good problem to have. Definitely. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. So Keat Family Night coming up next Thursday, January 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Keat Gushaheen. And if they should be more information at the school itself that have been sent home with the kids. Is there a number that folks can call if they have any specific questions to ask?
They could call or text. I prefer text, but my number is easy, 752-READ, 752-READ.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Janine Brooks and Carrie Sagel, for
thank
coming
you,
in this morning.
Thanks, Aaron.
It's a pleasure having you.